From Tidbits on May 10th, 2010, this is Old InfoMac Digests Come Back Online, written by Autumn C. Angst. Dan Palka, who took over the InfoMac name and domain when I shut down the original InfoMac nearly 5 years ago, tells me that he and a bunch of contributors have now brought almost the entire collection of InfoMac Digests back online in a modern system. The end result is a largely complete archive of postings from 1984 through 2002, collected from a variety of different sources. The main holes occur in 1992 and 1995, so if you have InfoMac digests from those years, let the current InfoMac folks know, or tell me and I'll pass things on. I'm a great believer in making old information available, not so much because it's useful in the way that current information is, but because you can never anticipate just how you'll want to use it. For instance, we've been asked on a number of occasions about when certain software came out, because if it was before a certain date, it would qualify as prior art in invalidating a patent. And these patents are almost always for something painfully obvious. If there's something in the Mac past that you've been wondering about, you can now search all the old InfoMac digests. Along with this newly restored historical information, the InfoMac Archive of Software is also back online and searchable, with files added at last added as of 2005. The modern InfoMac comprises a discussion forum, blog, industry headline list, classified ad section, and buyer's guide. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile on My Mac. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and hey, thanks for bringing this stuff back online, guys. It's nice to see one's past not disappearing into the past in all cases.